Hi, my name is Simeon Yu, and I'm a program manager for the Office 365 Core Ecosystem team. And I'm really excited to announce the general availability of a new Office 365 Groups feature called Connectors. Connectors is an easy way to bring third-party content directly into your group. In this video, we'll look at how to create and configure a connector, as well as how to develop one of your own. Connectors integrate with your key tools and services and bring important updates and interactive content into your group conversations, keeping all your notifications and conversations in one place. Connector messages will also share a consistent card layout, so it's easy for your users to find the important information and complete quick actions related to your sites and services. Each connector is also custom tailored to the service, so you can configure notification settings and ensure you only get the content that you need. So let's look at how to configure a group connector. Here's the OWA groups view, and you'll see that connectors are next to the conversation, calendar, files, and notebook tabs in the navbar. And they're here because they're shared just like your shared calendar, conversations, files, and notebook. Any user of the group can come and configure a connector. So here's our catalog of connectors today. Again, any user of the group can come and configure one. And we have over 50 available at GA, and we're working with popular sites and services to bring more each week. They range in categories from productivity to task management, social media, and even DevOps. Let's look at the configuration details for a specific one, like Twitter. To add one, just click Add. The Twitter connector automatically shares important tweets to your group conversations. To add it, I first need to log in via OAuth. OAuth is our authentication scheme that lets Twitter deliver tweets to Office 365 in a safe, secure manner and ensures that we're not storing any user passwords or accessing any data our users don't give access to. And as always with OAuth, the user always remains in control of their data. So I'll sign in. And after sign in, I'll be redirected back to a configuration page. Here, I can specify what specific hashtags or Twitter accounts I'd like to follow. And I can also include things around mentions or retweets and control the frequency of how often I want to receive new tweets into the group. Let's follow a hashtag Office 365. And I'll get a digest every day. So now let's take a look at what's happening in the conversation feed. You'll see new activity here. And we get a welcome message saying that Twitter has been successfully connected to my group for tweets containing the hashtag Office 365. And I already have a sample mail here containing some tweets. So let's look at that. Here, we can see an example of a Twitter digest today containing hashtag Office 365 tweets or tweets from the Office 365 handle. And you'll notice that we provide a summary of the tweets happening in the past day and even include a quick link to view the tweets on Twitter. All of our connector cards share a similar card format so that the logo, service name, and content and actions are all in consistent places, so users aren't hunting for important content or where to take action on a message. So here's big news. Like Twitter, it has a consistent card layout, and it contains a daily digest of important news topics like skiing or partner engagement support or whatever topics that might be important to your team. So let's look at building a connector of your own. Here, we're at the Office 365 sandbox, where we've built a connector playground for you to test and configure connectors and preview our webhook formats and how to build one of your own. The Connect Office 365 button is a widget we provide developers to embed on their sites, allowing their own users to configure a connector directly from the third-party site. When you click on it, it'll take you to a consent page where your users can pick a group that they're a member of and pass a webhook back to the third-party fabric. Now the developer can use our JSON payload to construct messages in the card format you saw earlier. Here's a sample webhook payload that we provided a developer today, and it's already pre-filled with data that they can use to preview and construct their own cards. We'll preview one now. Developers can modify this data and preview cards directly in this view, and this will simulate what they'll create in the Office 365 fabric. Let's preview some changes live. Once a developer is satisfied with their webhook format, they can post a message back to the Office 365 conversation And we've taken care of all the optimization for you, so you don't have to worry about building responsive HTML or building to our UI. We've optimized the HTML in our Outlook and Oa clients, and we render the content natively in the Groups mobile app. And so this is just a simple test card. For a richer card, you can add additional properties to the webhook format and create more actions, more images, more content. It's a very extensible and flexible format. And you can find more details on this on dev.outlook.com/connectors. Here I am on dev.outlook.com/connectors, and I'm on our Getting Started page, which describes our Office 365 connector webhook format. You'll notice that our messages are very simple, and they start out with simple one-line text messages that create small cards. But they can scale gracefully to handle more content, like titles, links, and even actions. And we have a concept called sections, which builds richer, more actionable cards that include facts and images, and it support Markdown. When you're ready to build a connector, you can visit our connector developer dashboard at outlook.office.com/connectors/publish. Here, you'll see a list of submitted connectors, as well as a link to add a new submission. When you click New Connector, you'll be taken to a submission form that asks for some company information and metadata that we use to display your connector in our catalog. After clicking Save, you'll be given an auto-generated HTML block that you can then embed in your website to create a Connect to Office 365 button that your users can interact with to configure a connector from your own website. You can find additional information on this button flow from our developer website, dev.outlook.com/connectors/connect button. Now, after you've tested your connector card JSON requests against our webhooks, you can then click Publish to Store to submit your connector for approval to be included in the catalog. After filling out some contact information and additional connector configuration information, like screenshots, support URLs, and category, you can then submit the connector for approval. We'll do a quick quality check, and once approved, your connector will show up in our catalog. It's really that easy to build a connector. Again, connectors are the easiest way to bring content into the Office 365 Groups conversations. And they elevate your engaging content right next to the important conversations already happening there. And importantly, they're available to all users, not just the group admin or the tenant admin. We're excited to have announced our general availability. We've completed our dev preview. And they're available to all Office 365 Group users today. For more resources, check our developer documentation at dev.outlook.com/connectors and visit our connector playground that you saw in the demo at aka.ms/connector-playground. We also have Stack Overflow and user voice sites to report issues or suggest features. Well, thanks for watching. I'm really excited to see you go out and build a connector of your own. Once again, I'm Simeon Jung, a program manager in the Office 365 core ecosystem team, and happy coding.